take about 30 seconds more. If we have any more who's not giving us a shout out of your name and where you're calling in from.
Good morning, Bronx, New York.
I heard the Bronx, New York, and New Jersey, East Coast on the line this morning. Well, we say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Just grateful to have each and every one of you on the line, excited about the call today and what God is doing in the land, in our artist family. Had an exciting call last night on our corporate call. We'll talk about a little bit more in a minute. But right now we're going to go all the way out to that Chi-Town of Chicago and ask Minister Candy if you will come, please, and open us up with a word of prayer.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear, daughter.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to your throne of grace honoring you. We come this morning thanking you for all your blessings, and we praise you. We exalt your name high above everything. Father God, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and for artists bringing us together through the Master's Morning Call Ministry. And we pray you continue to bless them and artists. Bless all their workers and distributors. I pray each one comes to know you as their Lord and Savior. Father God, we thank you for the vision you gave Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa for this Master's Morning Call Ministry, which is changing lives. Thank you for the praise reports that we get as you answer the prayers of the righteous. Thank you that we are being empowered, enriched, and enhanced through the revelation knowledge of your word that we get on this call every morning. Father God, thank you for the anointed message that will be coming from Willa today. Thank you that as she speaks, you will be downloading love and compassion, forgiveness, wellness, victory, and prosperity into our lives through her message. Father God, thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome on this call. Not only are you welcome, but I invite you to take control and have your way, Holy Spirit. Permeate the airways with God's blessing and power and glory. Touch the heart of every listener. Speak boldly through Willa as she gives voice to your word. And Satan, I bind you and every attempt you make to hinder, alter, disguise, or deceive the word that is sent from the throne of God. I assign angels as the divine escorts and supernatural security of her words. I release the angels to dismantle satanic strongholds. I release the angels to destroy evil powers working to interrupt the flow of the airwaves and frequencies. I dispatch the angels to control the phone lines, allowing all of our listeners to hear freely and clearly. Father, I pray you superimpose your will over the will of evil spirits. I loose the spirits of the living God and the ministering angels to usher in the voice of the Lord this morning. And we thank you for it, and it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, woman of God. Thank you so much for that strategic setup of the heavens so that the word of God can go forth freely. We so appreciate you, Candy, and the God in you. So we know this call is already saturated in the heavens with the will and then coming forth the word of God. Again, thank you. We are so excited that each and every one of you are on the line this tremendous Thursday morning where we celebrate Jesus. And on the Master's Call, it truly is all about him. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and Dr. J., who has been so eloquently standing in from her end of her sabbatical, we are so honored that you chose to be a part of this call and of this Master's Call family. God began this journey in our hearts and in our spirits back in October of 2010, and we were given a mission statement to be clear and focused on, which reads, to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we have endeavored each and every morning on this call to bring forth the presence, the word of God, and to send you out into the marketplace as his ministers, enriched, enhanced, and empowered. And the scripture that the Lord has given us for this foundational work can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we're excited about being clear on our direction and being focused and faithful on our assignment. And we take it not lightly that you press each and every morning to be also a part of that vision. We have just a few announcements before the woman of God comes and delivers a powerful word that's in her belly. We always want to encourage you to visit our website, where you'll find an arsenal loaded, ready, of rich word week after week that we've been on this call. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, the Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And we encourage you to avail yourself to go at your leisure and click on any of the messages. We encourage you to be that evangelist in the marketplace and let others know we're there and send a link that blesses you, bless someone else. We also know one of our mandates and an honor for us is to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, as the Word of God encourages us to pray, to be pillars of prayer. And we encourage you to go to our website and send any prayer requests. And I'm so excited. We've been getting so many praise reports because our God does hear and answer prayer. And our email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And during this season, we're especially asking you to send a love note to Dr. P.K. Roberts as she celebrates her retirement of over 25 years on June 29th there in Colorado Springs. We're praying that many of you all can make it, but we know for some of you, you may not be able to, but you all can go to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And on the subject line, just put a note, a message to Dr. PK, because I want to deliver to her in an envelope electronically the many words of encouragement. And I tell you, many of us have been blessed through the years, because we've all been on this call for a while, with her messages and her love and just her voice as preaching mama. So we're encouraging you to go to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com and leave a note. And then also, the thread that's brought all of us together is Artists International. And if you are not a part of Artists, we encourage you to get with the person who invited you and told you about the Master's Call and hear about this God-ordained, God-appointed, anointed family company that truly does love and celebrate Jesus Christ. Visit your back office. A lot of exciting things going on. Last night on our corporate call, they announced that the points multiplier is back and begins today. We talked about the upcoming East and West Coast conferences. Just a lot of exciting things happening at Artists International. And we want each and every one of you to go to your back office. And you know, always tease and talk about that four-letter word, not a cuss word, call read, and learn what is going on in our company. So at this time, I want to bring forth the woman of God who has a word in her belly. She has been part of our prayer team. You've heard her many mornings. I tell you, she loves God with all of her heart. Minister Willa Peterson is a wife and a mother of three, and she told me, grown children, and married to the same man for 37 years. Minister Willa is a teacher. She's a wellness coach. a makeup artist. She resides in Oak Park, Illinois, there in the Chicago area. And as a makeup artist, Minister Willow loves to teach women who may look great on the outside to feel better on the inside with a ministry that gives them strategies to get past their hurts and their pains and walk in forgiveness. She is a member of Living Word Christian Center, where Pastor Bill Winston is her pastor. We love her dearly. She is truly a backbone member of our prayer warrior team, stands in the gap and prays and loves God and his people. So I'm going to introduce to some and present to others and encourage you to get your pen and paper as the mouthpiece of the Lord comes forth this morning. Miss Willa, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for the opportunity to bring the word this morning, and I consider it a blessing and a privilege to stand before God's people. Candy, thank you for that powerful, powerful prayer. Girl, you did a drive-by along the airwaves and a spiritual drive-by, and I know the highway has been hijacked for Jesus, and we are ready to go. And my dear beloved family, I want you to know that this word is not only for you, it's for me too. So I pray that something that the Lord has put on my heart this morning to share with you will be a blessing to you. So what I'm going to talk about is the healing power of forgiveness, and I'm calling it testing 1, 2, 3. Now, oftentimes when someone goes to the mic to speak, if they are the first speaker, they would generally tap on the mic to see if it is working properly. They want to make sure that it is, that there is a connection, that everything is in working order. So they tap on the mic and say, testing, 1, 2, 3. Life is a series of tests. You see, it depends on how we're going to respond or react to situations. What are we going to do when we feel someone has done us wrong, when we have been hurt, when life has thrown us a curveball? How do we react when someone in the church gets appointed to head up a ministry that you labored hard in and you thought it should have been you? How do you react when a child or family member has been abused by a family member or friend? How do you act when unseen devastation occurred against you or a loved one? Or how about when somebody on the job got the promotion over you, or even an artist, or any other multi-level marketing company, when someone, quote, unquote, stole your recruit or your customer? How do you react? What do you do? Testing, 1, 2, 3. 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Now this verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14, begins with a tiny two-letter conjunction, if. Webster defines a conjunction as a grammatical relation between words or phrases or clauses. The conjunction if carries so much weight. This word if is hinged on the condition. The condition is supposing that, on the condition that, in case that, if. This word if is for a select group of people in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If is not just for any old body, it's for God's people. So this word if in the scripture tells us on the condition that God's people would come to him not in a proud manner, not but in meekness and pray and tell him all about it and trust him with the situation. Don't bother about conjuring up any retaliation, but allow God to be God in the midst of the mess, the hurt, the devastation. Then the Lord will make intercession for you. He will forgive you and he will bring healing if you go to him. Matthew 6:14-15 bears the same condition. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins. Now, there were some people in the Bible who had to pass the if test. They chose to forgive after being tricked and or deceived. One person who has chosen to hold on, who could have chosen to hold on to a grudge, is Esau. Now, we know that Genesis 27 tells us that Isaac grew old, and that was his father, and became blind. He called his son Esau and directed him to prepare some tasty food that he liked in order to receive Isaac's blessing before he died. While Esau was hunting, Jacob deceptively listening to his mother's advice, who misrepresented him, told him to, because his father was blind, and that he would be the one to obtain the blessing by misrepresenting himself as Jacob, making Jacob Isaac's primary heir and leaving Esau without a blessing. When Esau got back, Esau was furious. Genesis 27:41-44 tells us, and for the sake of time, I'm not going to read it all. You can just go back and read it. But it tells us Esau held such a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given him, so much so that he was told by his mother to go and live with her brother Laban until Esau cooled down. Laban, as you know, was also a trickster. So as we read in Genesis 32, Jacob sent messengers. As time went on, Jacob sent messengers to Esau, wanting to meet him in the hope of being forgiven. But just in case he was not forgiven immediately, Jacob had a plan. When the messenger informed him that Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men, Jacob became fearful and divided the people who were with him into two groups, and the flocks and the herds and the camels as well. Jacob prayed and remembered God and reminded God of his promise to prosper him. Jacob was bearing gifts and made sure to instruct his servants how to respond if the servants met Esau. The next day, after wrestling with God, Jacob looked up and saw Esau. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Instead of being bitter, verse 4 of Genesis 33 tells us, Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Esau saw that forgiveness was more than just words. His forgiveness was sincere and from the heart. It was accompanied by an action. Ephesians 4:31-32 tells us to get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you. Now, Esau could have been bitter, just as Jacob thought he would be, but he chose to forgive. And we know the story of Joseph, the favorite son of Jacob, who was sold into slavery by his brothers. We know how Joseph went from being a prisoner to being in command of the palace and ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Joseph not only forgave his brothers, but he lovingly, overwhelmingly met them in their time of need during the famine. What a wonderful testament for us to Genesis 50:20, you intended to make it for harm, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. You see, my friends, every attack that appears to be meant for evil is not. What is the paradigm shift of any attack in your life? Have you looked at it wrong? Have you looked at the attack as an injustice in a different way? Testing, 1, 2, 3. But you say, Willa, everything you're saying sounds so good, but right now, today, I am not there with you. I just want to hold on to the way I'm feeling just a little bit longer. What's wrong with that? After all, I'm only human. Well, let's take a look at the parable of the unmerciful servant in Matthew 18:22-35, and I won't go there, but you can read it later on. Peter's question was about forgiving a brother, and he wanted to know, he asked Jesus, what, 70 times 7? You know, he thought that was being really gracious. And Jesus' response was to him, not a literal one, but he told him, 70 times 7, which was indefinite. Jesus confronts Peter with the truth that spirit of forgiveness really has no boundaries. And to reinforce his point, he went on to tell the parable about the unforgiving servant, a servant who showed his mercy to a servant, a king who showed his mercy to a servant by canceling out his huge debt. Now, that debt was 10,000 talents. So I went on to look up the value of a talent. And what I found was that if the attic talent is intended, about 6,000 denarii was involved in just one talent. So remembering that a denarius was a day's wages, the poor man owed something like $60 million. So using the rate of $50 a day, the amount would be $3 billion is what this poor servant owed according to today's money. The mercy of the king goes far beyond the actual request because the request was for patience to pay the debt. Yet, the king was willing to forgive the debt entirely. The servant in turn refuses to cancel out another fellow servant's debt, and all his debt was using the same money that we talked about, the same equivalency, was $5,000. The unmerciful servant refused to heed the same plea made earlier to him. So the result was that the king saw how cruel he was being and imposed a former sentence, even adding to it. Matthew 18:31-34 tells us that the master turned him over to the jailers to be tormented until he could pay back all that he owed. Now, before, he, his family, and his possessions were going to be sold, but now he was handed over to the tormentors. Matthew 18:35 tells us this is how our Heavenly Father will treat us if we don't forgive our brothers from our heart and our sisters. Jesus paid it all to forgive our sins. Because we are Christ-like and have the mind of Christ, he has given us the power to do all things. Because Philippians 4:13 tells us that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Do not allow Satan to whip you with bondage. You have the power. You are able to forgive because this is a test you must pass. God has given us the power. Testing 1, 2, 3. Now, in our society today, there are some names that connote power. These names are recognizable and given immediate access in whatever is desired. President Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Queen Elizabeth, Bill Gates, and a recognizable list goes on and on. When these individuals show up, a different type of reverence and attention is given. Well, Philippians 2:5 tells us, let this mind that is in you, which is in Christ Jesus, also be in you, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Verse 9, therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name above all names. Jesus' name is the highest name, the most powerful name. His name is above all names. What is so exciting, my friends, is that Jesus' name has been given to us. When we speak the name of Jesus in faith, his name is so powerful that every knee, not some knee, but every knee must bow in three realms, in heaven, on earth, and under earth. So when we show up in the name of Jesus, we have power. It is the name that is recognized as Satan and all his cohorts get the attention, and the word tells us in the name of Jesus that Satan must flee. So we have the power in Jesus' name to forgive and to forget the wrong and the hurt that has been done to us. Once we have latched on to this type of power, Satan is not happy, and we will do everything to shake the power out of you. He will run that DVD through your mind about how you were wronged, the violation against you, against your mind, your body, your family, you name it, he will pull out the stops. but you have the power to shake the devil up through the name of Jesus. Just as he attempts to remind you of what you've done, don't attempt, but put your foot down on Satan's neck as he is under your feet and bind him with the scripture. Tell yourself, I am more than a conqueror than him through him who loves me and gave his life for me. I can do above and beyond all I can ask or think according to the power within me. Yes, you have the power to forgive. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Now, if, how can you make this small yet powerful two-letter word work for you? And I'm going to leave you with a few strategies. I won't get through them all, but a few strategies that you can use to pray. And I pray you will help you forgive as you remember whose you are and the power God has given you. Strategy number one, realize that you need to be healed. When you get tired of holding on to the hurt and the grudge, tell God all about it. He is waiting for you. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us to cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Strategy number two, focus on God's forgiveness of you. As our example in all things, Christ would not require anything of us that he would not do himself. 1 Peter 2:21 tells us to this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving an example that you should follow in his steps. Even as Christ hung on the cross, he had a forgiving attitude. Jesus gave all, and then he forgave. Number three, Philippians 4:6-7 tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, but pray with prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts, your minds through Christ Jesus. So step number three is to pray. Step number four, affirm that only God can change your heart. Ask God to use the situation for your good and his glory in order that you may encourage someone who may go through the similar situation, because you know we don't go through things always just for us. And allow God, step number five, allow God to help you to forgive and forget. Genesis 41:51 says, Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. After all that was done, Paul tells us, and we didn't talk about Paul, but he tells us in Philippians 3:13-14, brethren, do not count myself to be apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. Both of these men had plenty of wrong done to them, but they could have been resentful, but God helped them to forget those things. And because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, because his word never changes, he is still in the wiping it out from our memory business. Have a mindset to move forward. Nothing is accomplished by dwelling on past hurts. Number six, find someone who you can love and express love and kindness to. And Colossians 3:12 tells us, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another if anyone has any complaint against, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. And number seven, if you have been holding on to unforgiveness, I challenge you today to contact that person, let them know that they are forgiven, release them today, and be set free from your bondage. And if you have done anything wrong to anyone, go and tell them and let them know you were wrong and ask for their forgiveness. Realize if you don't forgive, God won't forgive you. And continuing in a negative mode of unforgiveness damages your health. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Forgiveness is a test. God has given you the power to pass. If is a two-letter word attached with a promise. I pray that this message has been a blessing to you as you focus on the act of forgiveness. Thank you, and glory be to God. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
What a word, what a word, what a word. I love that title, Testing, 1, 2, 3. And helping us, because all of us have been offended and have opportunities to have to choose forgiveness. Thank you for those rich seven nuggets that you gave us this morning. And I know each and every one of you will meditate on that word today. Minister Tiffany, my evangelist, will you please come to the line and close this powerful teaching out in prayer and cover our prayer requests? We have just about a minute left. The floor is yours, Tiffany.
Absolutely, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Let us go to God in prayer. Oh, gracious and merciful Father, we just thank you for this another opportunity that you have allowed for each of us to come, Father God, to gather together in agreement on one accord, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for this, the Master's Morning Call, where you have allowed for us all to come, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would heal our land, that you would heal all diseases, oh Lord. I pray for your Jehovah Rapha healing, Father God, upon Dr. Elijah Roberts, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Miss Ina Payton, Kip and his family, Pastor Hill, the Hope family, Virginia, LaWanda, Ivy, Deborah, Father God. Put your healing hands upon them right now, Father God, and remove any pains or diseases, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, for Coretta, Father God. I pray that you would give her peace on the job this morning, Father God. I ask that you would give traveling graces and mercy, Father God, upon all those who are traveling, Father God, by highway, by skyway, oh God, just be with them, Father God, as they would travel, Father God, for Lois and her daughter, Father God, for Robin, Father God, as she goes to and from work every day, Father God, for Christy as she moves from Chicago, Father God, to the West Coast, to San Diego, oh God, for Dr. Walter Henderson and Dr. Jocelyn Henderson, for Dr. Vanessa, for all of those who are traveling to Colorado Springs, Father God, I pray that you would just be with them, Father God, as they would travel, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would breathe new life, Father God, into each listener who is on this line today. New life into their businesses, new life into their finances, new life into their relationships, new life into their health, Father God. Forgiveness, Father God. I heard forgiveness. I pray, Father God, that you would just forgive us, Father God, our actions, our thoughts, our words that we said against your will. Forgive us right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, and let us go out, Father God, and tell those, Father God, who have harmed us, that we felt have harmed us, Father God, that we forgive them, Father God, and we'll tell them that we forgive them because we love you, Father God. So I ask that you would bless each household that is represented on this line this morning, Father God, by way of technology, Father God. And, oh, God, allow for each listener, Father God, that is connected, Father God. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would pour down upon us the exceedingly abundantly blessing, oh, God, the exceedingly abundantly blessing, Father God, that is above all that we could ask or think, Father God, and we'll be forever grateful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And I seal this call in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, Miss Evangelist Tiffany. We so appreciate you and the power of God in your words. We thank you for sealing this powerful word today and our prayer request. We want each and every one of you to know, even for the unspoken prayer request, we are lifting you up in prayer. Minister, well, a powerful word, testing, 1, 2, 3. You know that will preach. I love that, and I love the message. I know we are all blessed by your word. And Minister Kathy, Candy, thank you for setting the heavenlies in order so that that powerful word could go forth freely. Now to each and every one of you on the line, our Master's Call family, we encourage you, we just admonish you to go out now and you submit to the call of the Master on your life. Where there's any need for forgiveness, take this word, chew on it, meditate, and act upon it, and be God's minister in the marketplace. Have an awesome day in God, and we'll see you on the line tomorrow morning. Have a blessed day in Jesus. Bye-bye.